Der Bayerische Blinden- und Sehbehindertenbund präsentiert Sideviews, die Interviews zur Side City 2024, direkt aus Frankfurt.
Das folgende Interview findet bei Seven Sense statt, einem Unternehmen aus Estland. Das Hauptprodukt von Seven Sense ist ein Gerät, mit dem man die Umgebung durch den Tastsinn wahrnehmen kann. Im Gegensatz zu vielen anderen heutigen Hilfsmitteln funktioniert es ohne eine Anbindung an ein Smartphone oder eine App. Auch erfolgen, anders als zum Beispiel beim Biped, keine Ausgaben per Sprache, Geräuschen oder Signaltönen. Und wie geht das nun genau? Das Gerät verwendet Lasersensoren, 3D-Kameras und Wärmebildkameras, um die Umgebung zu erfassen. Es kann Personen und Objekte, die sich bis zu 20 Meter entfernt befinden, erkennen. Aus diesen Daten erzeugt das Gerät haptische Bilder. Diese werden durch verschieden starken Druck und Muster von über 150 Stiften auf der Stirn des Nutzers fühlbar gemacht. Dadurch kann man auf der Stirn die umgebenden Objekte, Bewegungen, Geschwindigkeiten und sogar die Entfernung spüren. Es soll wie ein Display für die Haut funktionieren. Allerdings braucht es natürlich etwas Einarbeitung, um die verschiedenen Muster, Druckstärken und so weiter unterscheiden und zuordnen zu können. Man kann das Gerät von Seven Sense zum Beispiel so einstellen, dass sich Personen wie von oben nach unten fallende Regentropfen anfühlen, um sie von Objekten zu unterscheiden. Hat man sich eingearbeitet, soll man leichter Hindernissen ausweichen, Personen verfolgen oder Wege finden können. Dank der Vielzahl an Sensoren arbeitet das Gerät sogar auch in völliger Dunkelheit. Wasserfest ist es derzeit allerdings nicht. Die Batterielaufzeit beträgt etwa einen Tag. Das Gerät wiegt etwas über ein Kilo und muss, da die Bilder auf die Stirn übertragen werden, auf dem Kopf getragen werden. Es ist in Form einer Krone gestaltet, um das Gewicht gleichmäßig zu verteilen. Mich hat es eher an einen kleinen Rettungsring erinnert, denn rund um das Gerät und rund um seinen Kopf trägt man quasi eine Art Wulst, in der die Sensoren, die Stiftplatte für das haptische Feedback, der Akku und der Computer ringsum verteilt eingebaut sind. Persönlich fand ich das Gewicht durchaus etwas unangenehm, allerdings hat mein Interviewpartner recht, wenn er sagt, dass einige der auf der Side City gezeigten KI-Brillen auch nicht unbedingt ergonomisch leicht gebaut sind. Und, ganz klar, gerade für Menschen mit Hörbehinderung oder gar taubblinde Menschen könnte das Gerät neue Möglichkeiten eröffnen, da es auf akustische Darstellung verzichtet und es diesen Personenkreis durchaus beim selbstständigen Gehen helfen könnte. Das Gerät wird derzeit in Deutschland eingeführt, erste Testnutzer soll es bereits geben. Es wird nach deutschen Vertriebspartnern gesucht, der Preis wird bei etwa 10.000 Euro liegen. Ja, das Ganze ist durchaus etwas abstrakt, ist eben ein Hilfsmittel, das mal ganz neu ist und ganz anders konstruiert ist. Von daher schwierig hier alles zu beschreiben. Wer Näheres wissen möchte, der kann sich jetzt noch das englischsprachige Originalinterview anhören, aus dem dann vielleicht nochmal weitere Details hervorgehen. Ansonsten muss man wohl sagen, abwarten und schauen, ob und wann es tatsächlich nach Deutschland kommt und im Zweifelsfall selbst ausprobieren, wenn man sich dafür interessiert. Now I'm here at Seven Sense.
We are from Estonia and my name is Maidis. I'm a marketing and sales director at Seven Sense. We actually have just one main product, and this is the first generation telehaptic device, which means essentially that with this device you can feel the surrounding environment through the sense of touch. You can feel the surrounding objects, motion, speed and even distance.
And is it integrated in a white cane, or how can I use it?
Yeah, it's basically a headset. So it's a standalone product. You don't have to, you know, use your smartphone. It's a completely hands-free experience. And I think especially important is that we don't use any, you know, this kind of voice signals or something like that. So you have your hearing, you have your hands free, and you will just feel this kind of haptic image on your forehead.
And there's a camera integrated or laser sensors, or how does it work?
So we use actually lasers, we use 3D cameras, we use thermal cameras, and the reason behind that is that we want this device be useful in different environments, like in the dark, for example.
And it works a day, or how long is the battery life?
Yeah, we aim to get up to 1 day, or like the whole day usage. Of course, we are still working on the software side, so it needs some optimization, but in general, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the weight of this thing?
Yeah, that's actually a good question. It's a little bit more complex. So it weighs around 1 kilo, a little bit more.
Okay.
But it's in this kind of cone shape. So the weight is balanced around your head. So from the feedback that we have gathered from the users is that it's on your head, it doesn't feel heavy. So it doesn't stress your neck. For example, there are like some smart glasses which are on your face, so it will always drag your face down. But as this is like this kind of cone shape, it's just on your head, and then the weight is balanced around your head.
Then I think perhaps you can show me the product, then I can describe it to my listeners and try it.
Sure, absolutely. We have this kind of testing area here. If you just maybe come with me and I can demonstrate the product.
Okay. Okay, jetzt bekomme ich das hier also aufgesetzt. Das ist ja ein rundes Ding, fast wie ein Turban. Relativ schwer, relativ dick, fast wie so ein Sturzding, was jetzt um meinen Kopf herum liegt. Oben mit so einem Bügel gesichert. Also ja, schon nicht ganz leicht. Ist schon schwerer als ein normaler Hut.
Okay. Is it okay?
Yes, yes. Okay.
Yeah, let me adjust a little bit. It's a little bit too much on your eyes.
Okay.
And let's see. Let's take a punt off. Good enough. And now I will. Let's maybe sit down for a moment, a little bit more. I will turn on the active mode now.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah. Small hiccups is a regular thing.
So okay.
If I'm walking in front of you, you can actually feel my movement and me myself as well. And now if I'm walking, taking a step further, so I'm now like 1 meter away. So the signal is a little bit softer. So this is how you understand how the depth works.
Okay.
Do you feel it?
Yes.
Yeah. How's the sensation at the moment? Is it like pleasurable for you? Is it comfortable for you?
Yes. It vibrates a little bit and walks left and right.
That was me walking in front of you. So what we can do next is you can maybe stand up for a moment.
Okay.
And maybe you can lower your own hand a little bit with the microphone.
Okay.
So what we can do next is this kind of small exercise where I will raise one hand and you will guess which hand it is.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel it?
Right, I think.
Yeah. Well, you're right. Yeah.
Also your left side, but for me it is right.
And now.
left.
Yeah. And now.
Left and right.
Yes, exactly, both hands.
Okay.
Let's set it up a little bit differently.
Okay.
So it's important that the haptic mat actually touches the forehead from all the points. I think we are now a little bit
Just a moment. And there are little vibration.
They are not vibration motors. They are actually fuxels. It's a component developed by us. And it creates a direct force. So it's not a vibrator. It's actually a linear force generator.
Okay.
So when I move in front of you, you can basically feel me moving, right?
Yes.
And when I'm here in front of you.
Yes.
And now I, for example, wave my hand. Now you should feel it quite clearly, actually.
Yes, okay.
And another hand. And both hands.
Okay, yes, I feel it, yes.
Exactly.
And how many meters can I detect things?
It depends on the mode. So the AI can see up to 20 meters.
You
can
20 actually, meters?
Yes, you can see, for example, people up to 20 meters.
Okay.
But this kind of the 3D, like the picture of the surrounding, you can see up to 4 meters.
Okay.
And this depends. So it's a software-dependent thing. So it depends on the mode what we select for the device. And you can also download these haptic apps to create the feelings what you need. So it's really like a display for the skin. Mm-hmm. So the software determines what we do with the signals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can feel me move, you know, in front of you all the time when I'm speaking, right?
Yes.
So there's also like a social interaction element.
Mm-hmm.
So when there are persons and when there are like motion, you can actually understand that what's the direction of the motion and so forth.
Okay.
And even persons. And this is a very short experience. This is a a cramped room, so we usually do this kind of a therapeutic sessions in a much larger room. So now you can feel a little bit the walls, you can feel everything, and the device might get a little bit warm because we are now in the demonstration mode. Mm-hmm. But if you're interested, you should have a longer experience of this device and, you know, start to recognize objects and, and different things.
But it makes no difference between people and wall and so on. And
it does. It does.
Okay.
Let me set the AI on. So now when you look at the person, it feels like a raindrop actually coming from top to down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you can also look at the other persons in the room. So when you turn to your left and turn back to me, you will feel this couple of persons that I'm there. And it's literally like learning a new language. So it will take some time. So the first impression is usually fast. So you get quite fast at what it sort of means, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you start to learn it, you will start to get this nuance. For example, now it will be difficult for you to recognize that am I half a meter or 1 meter?
Okay.
Half a meter or 1 meter?
Okay, I think it's just a little bit faster if you are nearby me.
Yes, and with little training, you don't even have to think about it. You start like forming this kind of image of the environment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's literally that we don't like tell you where to go or what to do. We just give you a new sense, and based on your new sense, you can decide yourself what you want to do.
Okay. And now you are looking for a dealer in Germany.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. We have already the distributor in Spain and in Norway, and we are now discussing with the German distributors that who would be the best, since we want to, of course, distribute this technology as fast as we can to the German users also. There's a huge, you know, like a fan base and a user space here.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, what I should mention is that we are also in cooperation with the Deutsche Telekom.
Mm-hmm.
So they are more than happy to support us in pushing this technology to Germany.
Okay. And the price, do you know what will it cost in Germany?
It depends a little bit market by market, but the rough pricing for device is a little bit less than 10,000 euros.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a high-end device. It's the first generation, and it's for the early adopters.
Mm-hmm.
So it's literally for the guys who want to like have it first
and
who want to experience the future. It's like mobile phone was many tens of years ago. So the first users are this kind of adept users.
And now it is a little bit warm. I think the actors are
It gets a little bit warm in this room because we are like in the demonstration mode.
Okay.
So let me set it for the moment like this.
Okay, thank you for this information, and I think more for this product you can find at the website.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sevensense.ee.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Das war ein Beitrag aus Sideviews, der Podcast rund um Technik und Hilfsmittel. Von und mit Christian Stahlberg. Weitere Informationen unter www.sideviews.de. Ein Angebot des BBSB.